Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowgirls soccer. The Cowgirls winning a share of the Mountain West Championship with their win over Colorado State last Friday at home. Now getting ready for the Mountain West Conference Tournament, where they are the 2 seed at the conference tourney and will play on Thursday after receiving a first-round bye. We've got head coach Pete Quadrado joining us here on the program. Pete, first of all, congratulations on all that. And I tell you what, it's an exciting time for Cowgirls soccer right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. Obviously, you know, our goal right now is just keep it going. But it's been fun. The team's working hard. They're really focused. And it's just been a great season.
I know when we talked before the season, you really liked the good mixture you had of senior leadership plus some young players that got experience last year, and you know you were relatively healthy. But did winning a share of a conference title or winning a conference championship, was that in your rear view? Was that in your sights, you think, in the crosshairs before the season started?
You know, I mean, you always know those things are a possibility going into a season. I knew we'd have a strong team, you know, but we really didn't talk about that much. You know, every game it was pretty much get ready for the next game. Try to do our best in every game that we could, you know, and try to get results in each game. And obviously as it started getting closer and closer with a week or two left, then we started looking at standings. And, you know, for us, I mean, we kind of, I told the team, take care of business, do our jobs, win the game that's in front of us, and, you know, hopefully the rest works out for us. It was a tough schedule, though. I mean, six of our first eight games were on the road. So it was a tough schedule for us. But to finish with those last 3 games at home were phenomenal for us. And obviously, we got 3 wins there, and we put ourselves in position. And thankfully, on the last day, Boise lost to Utah State. And Boise had been rolling pretty well before that, and that kind of solidified it for us that we're co-champs with them.
You know, we talk about the mixture of youth and senior leadership, and it bared out with all-conference teams. You know, Taylor Burton getting Defensive Player of the Year and earning first team. She's a senior. Annika Clayton, second team. And then you had a player on the newcomer team. It really bared out, showing the good mixture of leadership at the senior level and your youth, didn't it?
Yeah, and it's a team effort for us. I mean, if you look at our stats, I mean, right now we think we have 3 players with 4 goals leading our team. There's a handful with 3 goals and a ton of players with 2, you know. You look at a lot of teams in our conference and there's 1 player that's got 9 or 10. For us, it's really a team effort. And, you know, Taylor's been a stalwart for us in the back and just a fantastic leader and captain for us, and she deserves that honor. But I always tell the team, when the team does well, we're going to get awards.
When did you get a sense that this team really had something going? Was it like you said with a couple of weeks in the conference, or was there a time early in the season that you're like, man, we got a pretty good team here?
Well, I think the Iowa game was a big turning point for us, or proving point for us. Wyoming soccer's never beaten a Big Ten team before, and to not tie a team, to actually beat them outright. That was a big deal for us. And then getting in the conference, you know, the road trips are tough. And when we went on the road and we won at New Mexico, a team that, you know, is at the top of our conference pretty regularly, I think that was a huge win for us. That was like, look, we're here to compete. And then going on the road and beating San Jose on their senior day at their place, those were 2 huge wins for us. And that really showed that we could be with anybody in the conference. And it really kind of sent a message to the conference that we're going to be one of the top teams this year.
How much confidence does that give you? You go back to San Jose for the conference tournament, knowing that you've won there already and can win key matches on the road. I know most of these games are going to be neutral site appearances, but how much confidence does that give you, having played so well on the road this year?
Quite a bit. You know, I think, one, going back to a place we did have success, like you mentioned, I think is huge. I think there's positive things, positive memories, et cetera, from our time there. Two, you know, I mean, our team's used to being on the road. We went, the first four weekends of conference on the road, and we were getting results. So for us, I mean, it really proves out that leadership, that experience in the senior class. You know, we have 7 seniors that are playing quite a bit of minutes right now, and you know, I don't think anything fazes them, whether we're home, away, neutral. We're able to get results when we need to, and I think that's been a big part of our success.
Wyoming Cowgirls soccer coach Pete Quadrado joining us here in the Sports Zone. Opponent to be named later, is that always difficult to go into, or knowing the fact that the 2 teams you're playing, you can scout both of them and see what they have to offer. You know, how do you go into this conference tournament with that bye, not knowing exactly who you're going to play?
Well, I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, having that bye is huge. For us, they have to play. I mean, our players are running 7 to 10 miles a game, and you know, for them to have to play on Tuesday night while we're resting is phenomenal for us. So, and last time we were the 2 seed, you know, we went to the final and we got the double overtime there. So, so it proves out. I think there's only been one time a team that was in the quarters made the final. So, we're hoping that maintains. But for us, obviously, going into this. Into Tuesday and into Thursday, you know, we're scouting both. We got 4 coaches, so 2 take 1 team, 2 take the other, and you know, we'll scout both, and then you know, we'll all watch the game on Tuesday night, and then obviously from there we'll all start breaking that down as well on top of that. So you know, I mean, we know these teams well. You know, I don't anticipate a lot of changes from them. You know, we'll see the tweaks that they make on Tuesday night, you know, and then we'll go back and look at the adjustments they made the last time we played them, because you know, most of the time teams will start kind of the way they finished the last game against these common opponents. So for us, I mean, it's really get out, make sure we play well, prepare, you know, execute a game plan, and unfortunately, that's kind of the game of soccer. So, you know, one goal is going to matter, and we hope it goes our way.
Who are the two teams that you'll be scouting? Who are you going to get the winner of?
Sure, New Mexico and Colorado College play in the quarters, and that's the 3-6 game. So New Mexico is a 3 seed. Colorado College is a 6 seed. You know, and they're completely opposite teams. Colorado College is going to try to play a lot of soccer. New Mexico kind of survives on a long flip throw that can go about 45 to 50 yards, and it just, you know, it's getting bombed in front, right in front of your net the entire game, and you're going to have to defend anywhere between 35 and 50 of those coming in, and the girl can literally from the half line throw it into the back of the net. So, and they've scored about 60% of their goals off of that play, believe it or not. So we know we got our hands full. They scored on us last time with that, so we got to make sure, you know, we're ready for both, to be honest with you, on Thursday.
7 to 10 miles. So I knew soccer players ran a lot, but 7 to 10 miles, how do you train for that? Do you do a lot of running before, you know, as part of the training? Is that part of it, or, you know, how do you get into that soccer shape, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, most of it's done in the off season. I mean, the biggest thing now, I mean, as you know, college athletics is almost a 12-month out of the year process. So, you know, when we're done in the spring, they take May off, and then most of the team is back in June and July training with our strength and conditioning staff. And, you know, by the time we get our hands on them in August, you know, they're fit, they're ready to go. But they do about 3 days a week of running, twice a week of lifting all through June and July. And then in August, when we get them, they're rolling, they're pretty fit at that point. And to be honest, I mean, early in the season, we're playing a lot more players, trying to get them, you know, up to game shape, because that's very difficult to train, is to get them to game shape. But as we roll through the season, obviously, the number of players and the minutes are kind of rising as far as the minutes and the numbers of people in each game are going down. And, you know, they get more and more game fit. But, you know, you talked about Taylor Burton. She's always one of our highest, if not always our highest, mileage-wise. And she'll go between 9 and 10 miles pretty typically in a game.
That's crazy. How did attendance go for you? You told me before the season you're offering free admission to games. You had some special promotions. The one I was there, it was a petting zoo. That was an interesting one to hear those animal noises out there. But how was attendance for you guys this year with that change to the free admission?
It was great. I believe it was the Montana game was our second highest attendance of all time, behind the Colorado game about 5-6 years ago. When CU came in. So I think we had just over 900 for that game against Montana. And we've been averaging anywhere obviously it depends on the weather, but on a bad weather day, we're looking at 450. On a good day, we're looking at, you know, anywhere between 600 and 800. So it's been a lot of fun. And to be honest, I mean, we've kept our home winning streak going. We're undefeated at home. And, you know, we thank the fans that come out and support us because that's a big part of it.
All right, before we let you go, Halloween coming up. What was your favorite Halloween costume growing up as a kid? What was your most memorable one?
Well, I actually won an award for one. I grew up in New Orleans. My grandpa worked for the New Orleans Saints back in the day. And in the 80s, there was nothing to brag about, not like today, where if you were a Saints fan. So I took a Saints jersey and colored out the S in all of the jerseys, and I was an eighth and put the paper bag on my head and And I went to the mall and had a contest and took second place. And I think I got a $5 gift certificate to McDonald's for being a New Orleans Saint.
I love the Aints. That was classic. The Aints, man. You lived through some tough times when whenever they were going around. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. It was the Jim Mora, Bobby Aber days. It wasn't pretty, trust me.
Definitely so. Hey, Pete, we appreciate the time. What game, you know what time you will play? What time will you guys play on Thursday?
We'll play at 4 Pacific, so 5 Mountain on Thursday night.
Okay, very good, against New Mexico or Colorado College. Pete, good luck, man. Congratulations on this season, and we'll be keeping tabs on the Cowgirls. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.